This is Pop Culture Reflections, the podcast about all things pop culture from the 80s, the 90s, and beyond, and proud member of the You Run Podcast Network. Check out this show and all the great shows at YouRunPodcast.com. This is a special episode today because for the first time in a while, we're not talking about a topic from the 80s or the 90s or even the 2000s. We're talking about something that is pretty current and something that lives just outside the edges of what we would classify normally as pop culture. Because these are some more obscure topics, but they are two that I want people to know more about. So that's why I decided to dedicate a special episode to those, what I would consider a bonus episode. We're going to talk about two independent films. One is a short film, one is a full-length film, and I recommend them both to everybody. So I hope that this gives any of you who have not seen these a reason to go out and check them out right away. Let's start with the first one, which was a short film from 2021 called Into the Night. It was directed by Chris Goldade, written by Goldade and Kevin Moore. It has a running time of a mere 15 minutes. The movie stars Matthew Sears, Alyssa Rotaru, I probably pronounced the name wrong, Alex Panovic, Bradley Duffy, Tina Marie Springman, at least a couple names that I can pronounce much more easily. I apologize for butchering the names as usual. Synopsis for this short film: a man who flees from the scene of a fatal bicycle accident soon finds that he is being haunted by more than just his own guilt. All right. Some of the pros of this short film: the look, the visuals, the camera work, they are great. The eerie and dreadful tone is on point. I love how easy and quick of a watch it is. It makes me think of it as a nightmare. It's reminiscent in many ways of a Twilight Zone episode. Bradley Duffy's news reporter is a nice touch and adds mystery to the story. This is probably the sequence that reminds me the most of a Twilight Zone episode, as the moment where he talks to Ben through the TV. The makeup, it's pretty good. Alyssa Rotaru, I can't pronounce the name, worth a shit, I apologize. She looks scary and gives an effective performance in her short time on screen. I love the climax with a very much undead Rotaru humming to herself while mindlessly chopping an apple and then talking to our protagonist in a very cold and detached way, which is absolutely chilling. Some of the cons: I think it's too short. I would have loved a little more background and tension build. I don't think that Matthew Sears sells the emotions very well. He's very flat during all the beats. He doesn't display panic or nervousness, dread, regret, or fear. It just seems like he has one emotion through the whole thing. He seems aloof or numb to everything, but perhaps that's the point. I'm not sure. I mean, if we decide to accept this as a nightmare, then it makes more sense to the lack of emotions. My summary for this short film: overall, I really like this. It's an easy and quick watch. It's free on YouTube. It has very nice horror elements. It is a mostly effective short film with good mystery, tension, and tone. So do yourself a favor. Take 15 minutes and check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. All right. Next up, a very much independent film that was released in December of 2023 from the founder of the You Run Podcast Network himself. It was written and directed by Scott Harding, but he also stars, along with his son Kane, He composes and edits the film as well. Synopsis for this: a horror podcaster and social media enthusiast gets more than he bargained for when investigating strange claims in a nearby forest. Things become strange as something is with him now, and his life may never recover. Some of the pros for me of this extraordinary independent film: I love the concept of playing yourself and utilizing your very own podcast to add to the realism of the film. The idea that Scott is skeptical of the paranormal and ghosts makes for a lightheartedness and humorous tone that is a nice juxtaposition with the underlining threat and dread. Scott and Kane's real-life bonded chemistry is a strong component, making the decision to do this together a great decision for sure. The playfulness and goofing around between the two leads provides moments of levity and fun. The second half of the film is a great contrast to the first half, and Scott does a great job selling the concern. The mysterious finale is the right choice to me. With limited budget, I think anything more outlandish would have felt flat and felt wrong for this type of film. I love the idea of paying homage to one of the great horror films, The Blair Witch Project. This also reminds me a little of Never Hike Alone at times, with that film's use of a hiker and YouTuber's exploration of Camp Crystal Lake. Cons for this movie? I honestly don't have any real cons. This movie is perfectly fine for what it's intending to be. If I had to nitpick, maybe it'd be nice having another character. Could maybe add a little more tension. I don't know, though. Perhaps it could be just a tad shorter to tighten up some of the slow spots. But again, that's really just a nitpick. Because my summary for It's With You Now is: I love this movie. It shows Harding's ability to make effective fictional visual art. It shows the way of the future to me, that ambitious and creative people can make quality films for just a limited budget. So that's my takes. If any of you have not yet seen either of these two films, like I said, go do it. They're both on YouTube. They're free to watch. I think you'll really enjoy it. If you are a horror fan, this is that stuff, like I said, that exists outside the mainstream, that when you find it, it's really rewarding and a lot of fun to add to your views. So this was a short episode. Again, it's a bonus. I do want to take a minute, since I didn't really have enough time for this one, to put an ad in here, but I do want to shout out the Ghoulish Gallery, as I have the month of April. Such a great show. Another great member of the network. If you are like me and love stories of, you know, local lore and cryptids and just scary shit, that's such a great, fun show exploring those topics. So please go check them out right away. You will not be sorry. Thank you for joining me on this bonus episode. I will be back very soon bringing you more of my thoughts about all things pop culture. I appreciate all of you. Take care of yourselves.